Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. So Joe called during the break.
He's on the podcast, or he called you?
He called me.
Oh.
And I was getting a little antsy because he talked to me for a good 17 minutes, and it didn't look like he was going to stop. And it's getting cold, and I was wet. I wanted to change my clothes.
You can do that while you're on the phone, right?
No, because then nobody hears me because, you know, I have to. Talking of which, have you ever considered getting some cheap earplugs to stick in your ears? Well, what I'm wearing right now, that you say greatly improves the phone call in.
I don't like anything stuck in my ear.
You know, I can understand. But, I don't know. It might work.
That's all right. I got these ones replaced.
Oh, you went and replaced them already?
Good thing, too, because it cost me $120.
So you were able to replace them that quickly. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
broke down as quickly as you got them.
It'd been within 30 days. I just bought them a week ago.
Well, you said that in the text you said your headphones broke.
Yeah.
I thought the ones you just got tonight broke.
No.
Okay, so I got an old text.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, I just got the text to the previous podcast quit.
Your phone sucks.
Well, that's what I said before. We took it to Cricket, and they marveled that it was even working still. They'd never seen a screen on a ZTE like that popped out so far and still working.
That interesting. Yeah, so you'll have to monologue when I get to the well because I'm not allowed to be on the phone at all, not even hands-free, while I'm on the well.
I think I have subject matter. I might not.
Okay, what is your subject matter?
If I tell you now, I won't have anything to talk about later.
Oh, fire, all right. Hey, it's Mega Rion.
I'm sorry.
I still gotta go for another 5, 6, 7, 8 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Whereas I'm already pushing it because I'm up way past my bedtime.
Yeah, I just started.
Yep. Yep. It's drizzling again. Well, if it's still raining tomorrow, I might have to find out from Doris if she still wants me to come over and work. I didn't get anything I meant to get done today done. And Bill semi pissed me off today because he didn't let me play Euchre and he wanted me to play a fourth game of chess. It's like, no! Dang it. He's lucky to get two games a night out of me. All right, I got to get more of this vinegar from this guy. This stuff is tasty. Blueberry, honey, and live apple cider vinegar. And yeah, it's your water. Very tasty. He suggested 8-1. It's a bit strong for that. So I fill a large glass with water and I just keep adding the vinegar until it gets to the right flavor. And then I'm happy.
There you go.
Because it at 8-1, it has a bite.
Blueberry sour.
Blueberry, honey, and apple cider vinegar. Live apple cider vinegar.
What's that do?
Well, vinegar in general will help you with your digestion, which should theoretically make you less fat, but I haven't seen it working on me yet.
Yeah.
Well, this is messed up. I'm trying to
become a vegan.
Yeah, right.
One of those unethical vegans.
Yeah, no. If I was a vegan, I'd be an ethical vegan. But I'd never really be a vegan. I'd be an omnivore who just happens to not be eating meat for a while.
Oh, I'd be an omni-vegan.
Omni-vegan?
Omni-vegan.
You eat every vegan you can lay your eyes on?
It depends on how hot she is.
Ouch, ouch. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to shut down Mabinugi because I can't even log into it, and it won't let me shut down.
Most vegans are actually pretty attractive.
I forgot her name already. Was Lovey Jane a vegan?
Yep.
That's right, she was. She wasn't attractive before she became one.
Right. She was like 300 pounds, and then she became vegan and dropped like to like 120.
Dropped down. Yeah, she dropped down to a third of her original weight just about.
Bad part about that is she got rid of her boyfriend. Who was actually decent and started chasing bad boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I bet you when she's heartbroken, she'll be back to 300 pounds.
Huh?
I bet you when she finally gets heartbroken over it, she will be back to 300 pounds.
Probably. I don't know. She was probably chasing bad boys before, but they didn't want nothing.
Right. Yeah, the guy who was sticking with her wasn't a bad gut boy. But the bad boys wanted nothing to do with her, so.
Right. Now that she's attractive, all the bad boys come out of the woodworks.
Right.
Promised her all these things, and they never deliver.
Of course not. That's the definition of being a bad boy.
Right. And women fall for it.
Well, no.
The majority of them do.
I would not call most of the females in the population women.
Okay. Most
immature
of females,
little girls
yeah.
of great age.
Yeah.
Fall for that crap.
And that's what intrigued me about a mutual friend of ours, because she actually had somebody, she was actually married to somebody who was decent for 30 years.
Right. Yeah. That's true. Yep.
And
so she might need a little education in areas.
But overall, she's got her ethics and morals in check, I think.
Well, yeah.
For the most part. And I mean, even though I'm afraid to have another marriage, per se, I still want one. Or, you know, a committed relationship.
I can understand all of your problems. You know, you don't see me in a relationship right now, and clearly I want one.
Right.
But I don't want it with just whoever shows up.
No.
You know, there's, I have some standards. And the typical modern female does not meet those standards.
I know, that's right.
She doesn't understand that she's married to Uncle Sam, that she's allowed Uncle Sam to be her father, her brother, her husband. And, you know, if you're turning to him for support, then you don't need him. You know? And I'm not saying you need to let your man be your boss and everything, but you do need to be faithful to him. And he needs to be
more
faithful
to him than you are to Uncle Sam.
Well, you need to be, you can't be faithful to Uncle Sam and to your husband at the same time.
Right.
You can't be faithful to Uncle Sam and your wife at the same time.
Right.
Sorry, folks. You know, it's now, what was that?
That
sounded like Windows. Do we get another person calling in?
Do what?
Or is that on your end? That's on my end. Oh. That's my Mabinugi launcher telling me that it's not going to launch.
Oh.
It can't detect any network. Which appears to be the case. There appears to be no network right now. Let's see now. Let me investigate. That's up and running. Well, but I've got 0 kilobits per second flowing through my phone. So, oh, God. All right. So, my friend, I take him out to eat because I made some money, so I took him out to eat. And he talks me into going to the phone company to see about getting my phone replaced. And indeed, they will replace it. but I have to be without the phone for 3-4 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, however long it takes them to send it back to me. Meanwhile, before I send it in, I've got to back up all the information that's on it, wipe it clean, package it up, mail it to them.
So you got to mail it to them before they'll mail you the other one?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Which
it
means...
It used to be the other way around.
Yeah, because I don't think I can operate for 3-4 days without a phone.
So that's how they get away. That's how they get around honoring their warranty, is they basically make you go without a phone for a week, and then you can't do it, so instead you just buy another phone.
Which is ultimately what I'm going to do.
So they know exactly how it works.
Yeah. So, but when I buy the new phone, it comes with a free warranty, a 1-year factory warranty. You say, well, okay, let's call the factory and find out how that works.
Here's what you do. You go ahead and buy the phone. Send them the phone. So you get your other phone back in, say, a week or two. Meanwhile, you already have another phone. And when that other phone gets there, that'll be your backup.
Well, yes. Yeah, but first I got to earn enough money within the next 2 months because...
the warranty's up.
Yeah, the warranty's up November. November.
Yeah.
Yep. So, actually, next month, though, they're going to have a phone go on sale. It's supposed to be a pretty darn good phone. And that's one thing I told them. Listen, I have to be able to change the battery. If I can't change the battery, forget it. I want this phone. I want a backup battery. And I want an external charger. I really do not think it's a good idea to use your phone and charge your phone at the same time. But, it's also not a good idea to run the phone dead, over and over again. So, I don't know.
I don't know what I've been told. Yeah, I use my phone while it's plugged in all the time.
Yeah, and they eventually start overheating when you do that. But despite their smart chargers, aren't all that smart. But if you can have two batteries on the side, charged up.
Yeah, but
they will
have a separate battery charger that will charge the batteries while you're not.
Yeah, if you go to a place called Battery Plus, you can get something like that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I might have to invest in that.
Yeah, and it'll actually make your batteries last longer. And I'd probably still be using my Galaxy S4 right now, and would never have known the joys of a bigger screen. Well, shoot, when I got my S3, that was the biggest screen available at the time. That's puny.
I know. Now they have phones that are almost the size of tablets that barely fit into people's back pockets.
Which is a good thing because, if you stick a phone in your back pocket, you tend to crack the screen.
I don't know. I guess it depends on the curvature of your buttocks because I don't break my screens and I sit on my phone all the time.
Well, I guess you got a fat
butt. And I got a bony butt. But not there, I guess. Not where my pockets are. Well, my butt's probably not as bony as it used to be. But, yeah.
Got a little junk in the trunk?
Maybe a couple. But, yeah, I mean, shoot, I see these women with their phones hanging out of their pockets. And their pockets, well, some of these women are girls, women, ladies, whatever you want to call them. Their pockets are itty-bitty, teeny-teeny. And then you got this giant phone that's hanging out of their pocket. I'm surprised the phone even stays in that pocket.
Right.
But you probably don't. They're probably dropping their phones all the time, busting them.
Right.
But like in Venezuela, eventually it'll be cheaper to replace your phone than it will be to buy food.
Well, I have to order all our phones from Venezuela.
That's probably not a bad idea.
They probably won't work on the right networks.
Probably not.
Well, let's see if I can even log into Mysteria Legacy.
Mysteria what?
Mysteria Legacy. What a strange name. Unable to connect to server.
I'm thinking about tearing down all my stuff and packing it all up and quitting the game. I'm getting frustrated with it again.
Yeah, because there are a bunch of evil bastards on the game.
That and the decay rate.
Yep. Well, yeah, I think I'm going to take the Grease Monkey course and learn how to make scripts for the game.
Oh, there you go.
Program it so that every time you see Bella, you start dropping traps. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, but should just KOS it and have other people do her dirty work.
Yeah.
Even though she's one of the most powerful players in the game, she coaxes other people to do her bidding.
Yes. Of course. All the big thugs and bullies do that.
Right, so all these people are doing their evil, dirty work so they can impress them, so they can have more power.
And the answer to that is, you know, kill the little guys who are doing her work. It's like, you know better than Bella.
Yeah, but if you kill the little guys that's doing their work, then the bigger guys will come after you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going after the biggest anyway, so what does it matter?
There you go.
not the kind of beast where if you chop off its head, it ends it. There's plenty to step in and take Bella's place.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is,
there's some that don't even care about Bella. They're so evil, they don't even care about Bella. They just do their evil anyway. I'm sure Bella avoids them.
Bella just gives them an excuse to be evil.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm sure she avoids even these players.
No, she ropes them in. Well, yeah, she probably avoids them because she don't trust them. But she ropes them in. She's like, oh, this is the perfect server for you. You're just right for Mar, and you're just right for the West server. And, yeah, she'll nurture them.
All right. Well, can you hold the line for a little bit, second, while I reset my phone?
You better make it quick, because I see the well right now.
Oh, crap. Well, all right, here goes.
Hurry, hurry. All right, so we might have some dead air for a minute, but... David Ray will be right back, and then after David Ray is back, I'll be back. I'm not quite to the well yet, because I got to drive 15 or less miles per hour on this lease road, just because the road's so rough. If I drive any faster, I'll bounce everything all over the place. But yeah, I'm already invested in the West Coast server, so it's like I don't want to quit, because if I go to another server, I got to start all over. But I'm so tired of the tyranny on the West Coast server. And I live in the Midwest anyway, so I might as well go to the Midwest server, but... Yeah. But I don't know. I'm just kind of burned out on the game in general. It's the decay rate is just too much. But I might go to a server that's got the least amount of activity. Because they tell you how much activity they have on them. High population, low population, medium population. And I might just go to whichever one has the least population. But anyways, I'm about to enter the well, and so I got to put the hands-free kit away. Because they will reprimand me for being on the phone. So here we go. Dead air till David Ray jumps back on. Okay, bye. I'll be back.
Hey! So, I take it you're no longer on the phone. Okay. So, all right, as Kano said, there may have been some silence. I assume he has not been speaking because he's not officially on. He was only maintaining the line. So his phone is probably sitting in the seat next to him, and we're listening to all the weird noises in the background, and he can't do anything about it because whatever. All righty. So I mentioned I had some subjects to talk about. Let me... pull up the program that had those on it. Okay. This is difficult because I have to hold the phone high enough
it doesn't lose signal. Okay. Yeah, we did the great catfish debate on the podcast. All right, here's one. Yeah, some of these videos Cam sent me might have been an answer to that. I don't know. I need to research this one before I talk about it. Nope. Huh. Well, that's weird. Because I know I mentioned some things. I can't find it on here at all. Well, one of the things I ran into is, wow, I just wish there was a way to shut him off. I'm sorry, folks. That's some interesting sound they've got going on there. All right. Well, I ran across several Google apps I never use, but I can't delete them from my phone, and they take up space. And the phone literally says they are part of the operating system. All right. Well, Kano found for me a nice little link that showed how to remove all traces of Google from your Android phone. So all those Google apps would be gone. I have to make a point of putting the link they sent me onto the webpage. But it's pretty neat. Not only can you replace all of the apps, you know, if you want that function, you just don't like Google. Yeah, maybe you want the app, but you don't want Google. So you go and get an equivalent, all right? There are app stores out there that are not Google app stores. And that particular video showed two of them and how to access them. And I thought that was fascinating because I don't really like Google Play. Google Play seems insidious to me sometimes. So, you know, go with an alternative. That is really, 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 really distracting. Crap. Okay. I lost a bunch of stuff. Folks, I'm looking at Mysteria Legacy, and I lost a bunch of my stuff in storage. Because they put it down on some tiles that disappeared on me. Yeah, this is not fun. That's probably the pump on whatever Kano's got going, pumping the sand out. And it makes a voracious sound. Guy invented a virtual world so realistic that the people in it actually were thinking, living entities. They just didn't, they were just made out of electrons. Bits of data. They weren't physical. So. And they didn't know it. They didn't know that they were after, you know, they didn't have much existence. Well, one of the scientists playing around with the world made a discovery about the world and knew that there's some danger afoot, and so he left a message on the server for his friend to find and pass the word that would be found on the server. And wow. I really can't concentrate on this. Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, so he left a message on the server. And his friend's trying to figure out, you know, this guy gets murdered. His friend's trying to figure out, well, why did he leave instructions about the limitations of the virtual world on this server? And then he realized, oh, wait a minute. He meant to go do it in the real world, these things, and see what happens. And sure enough, he follows through and gets out to the limits of the real world and finds out the real world is not real. It was fake. They were on a server. And I don't know where else to go with this. But it goes along the lines of there's a lot of people there postulating that we're not really in a real world. Because our world is pixelated. And I don't know. It might not be possible for there to be a real world that's not pixelated. There are minute, discrete locations in our universe. The world, the world has a clock. There's a minimum length of time. There's a minimum tick to the universe. And things literally move from one place to the other within these ticks. It's like we're so many three-dimensional pictures that change screen every tick. And so, in truth, movement's kind of illusionary. It's you know, we go from one solid location to the next solid location. And, gee, thank you for getting rid of that weird noise.
Beep, beep, beep.
No.
Okay, I don't know what that was, but
I think you have a pump that pumps the sand or whatever it is you're hauling, and I think it was putting sound through to the phone.
Probably.
All right. Did you get a chance to watch the movie I referred you to, The 13th Floor?
No.
All right. Well, spoiler alert. You might want to watch it. It's the premise of the movie is that the scientist creates this artificial world, and it's so realistic that the people in it actually have thoughts and are conscious, and interact with their environment just like we would. They are as real as we are, except they're just computer programmed. Except somewhere down the line, the scientists who created it made a discovery and wanted to pass the word on to his colleagues, the people he hired to help, you know, maintain the program and allow them to travel in and out of it. And he left instructions on you know, testing the limits of the program. Basically, you know, go out of the city and drive past and ignore all roadblocks and keep on going until you get to the edge. Because the program can only handle so much. You know, so when you get out to the edge, it becomes obvious that it's something different. It's not reality. And this guy who discovered it, he gets killed and is only able to leave a message that there's a message in the server. And so his friend has to figure out where the message is, et cetera, et cetera. And the adventure goes on. And eventually his friend gets the message, and it's like, well, yeah, we know that. Why is he telling me this? Until he reads the instructions carefully. He's supposed to do that in the real world. And so his friend goes and does it in the real world and finds out there's an edge of the world. There's an end of the world where the program breaks down.
That's not Westworld.
No, that's not Westworld. This is the 13th floor.
The 13th floor.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically they were a program, they wrote a program inside a program. They were inside a program already, and they wrote a program that was the same as what they were.
I don't understand.
They were living in a virtual world, and they didn't know it. And they created another virtual world inside their virtual world.
Okay, so it's like creating a matrix inside the matrix.
Pretty much. Okay, this could get annoying fast.
I forgot to go on duty for my logbook.
For shame.
No big deal, I can fix that.
Yeah.
I got paper logs on my phone.
I just love when people ask me where my store is and they say they'll be right there and then they don't buy anything.
Yeah.
One guy even told me he was there. I go, are you in Wellington? Oh, Wellington? Yeah. Wellington, 535. 500, 305, 50, whatever. Can't say it right now. One of our members said, oh, your store is so far away. I said, well, go through Arena Ruins.
Go through Arena Ruins. Go to the top corner of Arena Ruins and it'll put you right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes the distance between Galebrook and Wellington extremely short. Which, I may hate myself for advertising that because, you know, certain nefarious individuals may figure that out. And I'll be the first
right.
one they attack.
Right.
So.
We don't have any nefarious players in Mysteria Legacy.
At least they don't think they are. Yeah, they don't get it. I mean, they bully and beat up on new players. And they think it's okay.
Yeah.
It's basically a kindergarten with overgrown kindergartners in it. And no teachers, no parents around to stop them.
Of course not.
You know. You know, and they don't get it. One guy got mad at me for pointing out. Well, see, that's the other thing about that 13th floor thing. There was characters in that deal who in their real world would not do certain things. But when they got into the fantasy world, they did those things that they weren't allowed to do in reality.
In the reality they thought was a reality.
Well, in the game, they did those things which they would not do in reality. Because their thoughts were basically no harm, no foul. All right. But the truth is, you know, the game we're playing, Mysterio Legacy, people put a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of effort into their structures. And from what I saw them talking about the other day, there is no structure strong enough to hold back the strongest players if they want in. The strongest players are saying, you know, yeah, put up one personal door and two tribe doors. Oh, you were dumb enough to put up a gate. I broke into your place. You put up an animal gate, a livestock gate, for a door to your house. I did you a favor. I broke it in.
Yeah, I did you a favor. Okay, I was online then too.
Yeah, that was Polestar saying that crap.
Yeah. I forgot the name of the guy who was complaining about it. He got on there and said real in large letters, asshole. And
yeah.
Of course Bella thought they were talking to her because she released the chaos.
At that moment.
And they weren't referring to that chaos, they were referring to the normal chaos that Bella and Polar release.
The normal insidious behavior.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yep.
Insidious. So I got on a personal message and told him, you know, basically to put up a shitload of towers and make sure you have at least 500 to 1,000 arrows in each tower.
Yep, and that'll reduce the cost of replacing your walls and such. Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, you know, Polestar the day before, I think it was, sat there and took shots until the arrows were all gone.
Right, but that was how many towers? Only four?
Yeah, he was only being shot by four towers. When it got to the point where only one of them was hitting him, he then had enough time to start breaking the walls. You know, one of the things they pointed out is a personal gate. For these strong players, it only takes 12 to 14 hits to break a personal gate. That is nothing.
No, a farm animal gate.
Well, I think he's saying a person. I think he's saying a personal gate only takes 12 to 14.
No, that's those animal gates.
Well.
It takes them a while to destroy personal gates, too, because otherwise I wouldn't see so many personal gates lingering all over the kingdom with no walls attached to them. They
well,
go snatch them up real quick. If they could break them that easy, they wouldn't be lingering. They break the walls and they leave the gates.
Yeah, whatever.
The walls are easier to break than the gates. The gates are a lot harder to break. Or not the gates, the doors. Doors require more hit points.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they got the balances in this game wrong, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. But it's still sandbox, so they're still working on making improvements.
Yeah. But it...
That'd be funny, though, if they did reset it and Polar and Bella became noobs again after they got it all the bugs worked out.
Yeah, but they just... They work toward being big, strong assholes again.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody would stop them.
Oh, maybe. Hey, give okay. everybody else a fighting chance.
Yeah, who knows?
Personally, though, if I got reset, I totally would lose interest in the game. Because I'm borderline maintaining interest. I'm thinking about getting a little TV, putting it in my truck, and digging out my Nintendo 64.
Right.
Or just focus on finding a female co-driver girlfriend. And just drive and make money and forget everything else. I mean, the game is kind of taking me away from a lot of real life issues that are overwhelmingly depressing.
Okay.
But I don't know. The game's kind of becoming depressing.
Yeah, because there's real real life crap being done through the game.
You what?
There's real life kind of crap being done through the game.
Yeah. And that's good and bad. I mean, it's good because it helps you kind of deal with some real life issues in a virtual reality. But people play games to get away from reality.
Yeah. Problem with us, though. Our problem is this thing puts that reality right in our face. Because it's the human soul that's the problem.
Yeah, I pretty much just try to mind my own business in the game, but sometimes it's difficult.
Yeah. That's what alts are for, right?
Exactly. But, yeah, I pretty much just stay inside my farm 90% of the time. Messing with my stupid chickens. Which
yeah.
I'm getting tired of.
Well. Let me see. Yeah, I've come up with an alt to do my repairs and such. Okay, I found a feature that can fix my problem with reading it on the phone. I can actually increase the font size and the chat width. And the opacity of the opaqueness of the background. I think with a larger font, I'll be able to read orange and purple on my phone screen.
There you go.
Now, question. If I've maximized the chat width. Oh, you can't click on anything that's underneath the chat. Okay, so.
Why not?
Because that triggers the arrow.
Oh, okay.
The arrow underneath. Okay. Now, and you've got to set it or your wraparound. Any of your old wraparounds stay wrapped as is. So.
Hey, there's one of your pods.
One of my what?
POD.
Oh, delivery pods?
Yeah, your favorite.
Yeah, not so much. I can't recommend them.
I'm a catfish hunter. How do you do? I got a cat. Fishing, hunting, rapping song for you. All right, let's see what Ron Paul has to say because he didn't do his update yet for the ScrapGov Scrap podcast, so we're going to do it on this one.
Right.
Right.
Let's see now.
13th. Are President Trump's senior
still no update
working against him? It's hard not to conclude that many of the more hawkish.
Yeah, maybe he'll do it around 11.
Mistakenly, in my view, appointed to top jobs are actively working to undermine the president's stated agenda.
Dang it, Ron Paul. Oh, tomorrow's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Ron Paul.
Happy birthday to Ron. Happy birthday to Ron. Happy birthday, dear Ron Paul. Happy birthday to you.
Guess 41830 is third level.
I'm sorry, what?
Guest 41830 is third level.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Polestar is level 275.
275.
He has to be the highest level player on the game right now.
I could be up there if I didn't reincarnate.
Yeah, I'm going to experiment with some of my my builders. And see if I can keep them at level below level 10. And see if I can still improve their abilities. Yeah, I did an experiment with one of my chicken coops. I did a ring of tiles and left one hole of grass in the middle. And then I made the mistake of leaving supplies on some of the tiles. They vanished. Some of the tiles evaporated. So, yeah. Not so good.
Not so good.
Let's see now.
Garth Brooks Boulevard.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see now. All right. So I should cook these eggs, shouldn't I?
Cook your eggs. Yeah, before they get 3 days old. Otherwise, they'll just be dog food. Which I sometimes feed my eggs to my dogs anyway.
Yeah.
Right now, I got my dogs in Arwen's room.
Yeah, I need to get more dogs.
I was down to two, and on my way to our east base, I found a third. So I adopted it. And then I got to our underground base. I couldn't figure out how to get in. Because I had to go to work. So I put my back up against the wall, told my dogs to come. They popped into the base, and then I told them to stay.
Yep. Pretty much.
And so I basically put them in Arwen's room. Because she didn't have any, like, I tried putting them in this other room where there was a hornet and such. Because, like, things would come down the stairs from up above. So I thought, hey, you know, if they spawn down there, the dogs will kill them and they'll get some food. And missed. And so I was going to try to put them in there, but they wouldn't go in there, so I stuck them in her room.
They are talking about some gross shit right now.
Oh, on chat?
Yes.
Talking about gross stuff?
Really gross stuff.
Well, you know, Red Towers was just as bad.
Was it?
And so was Parallel Kingdom.
What's the matter with people?
Huh?
What's the matter with people?
Oh, well, it's a fucked up world.
All right.
This isn't the idea I grew up thinking it was. Oh, I don't have internet, that's fine.
Yay.
There we go. I'm going to check on Red Tower, see how everybody's doing over there.
Talking of which, my phone fired up Red Towers on its own yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? That's funny. I haven't sent into Red Towers in so long, I forgot all my alts.
Yep. That's no fair. This Fallen Knight started attacking me before I highlighted it.
I know we got Batman and Spider-Man.
Alt. Yeah, spelled with a bat.
Yeah. It's not loading.
It's unloaded?
I said... Red Towers is not... Wow. Red Towers is not loading. I have to load it with my main phone, see what happens.
OMW, IEO.
OMW means on my way.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah.
I know I'm on my way. And what's EO mean?
On my way in what?
EO. IEO.
EO.
I space Echo Oscar.
IEO. I don't know.
Probably a typo. With you a lot. Not sure what that means either. price check on Dash 1 and 2. Mouse 89.
War Spears MMO. Hang on, I'm going to check that out. War Spears.
Spears?
S-P-E-A-R-S.
War Spears. Okay.
I can't find it. Not with Google.
Not with Google. Try Bing.
Yeah, it might be one you have to play online instead of with an app. Why do people have to pull behind me? I just got on here. Now I gotta hurry up. I'm going in for my coffee.
I wonder I can't find them all. Somebody else working my my route. It's unfortunate there's only one arena ruins. Actually, I'd like to get tough enough to work that other area where there's all the skeletons and ghosts.
Oh, yeah. I can't go down in there yet.
Yeah, the skeletons overwhelm me. I can take skeletons, but not that many at once. And then a ghost comes along, forget it.
Forget it.
Hey, I just did the Michael Jackson. I was moonwalking.
Moonwalking.
All right. The other guy is not as dedicated as me, so I'll just keep working this area until I'm overburdened.
Forget that one. Now they're all fucked up.
Can you reset your upgrades and get the mist back?
That's a good question. I don't think so. You can reincarnate.
Does that reset your upgrades?
It does, but you don't get all of your mist back, only some of it.
But it resets your upgrades.
Yes.
That actually would suck. Because it's my upgrades I depend on. I love it. I just use an aloe leaf while in battle.
They did what?
I just used an aloe leaf to heal myself while I was in battle.
Oh, you. Well, what'd you do that for?
Because it's fun. You're not supposed to be able to do it. Plus, it does actually give me an edge over these fallen knights. Yeah, it actually gives me an edge over these skeletons, too, but the skeletons don't hurt me so much.
Here we go. French vanilla.
Look at that. I just killed a skeleton with 4 hits.
Where's this coffee stir stick thingy? There we go.
So basically, if you're a person who reincarnates all the time, you really wouldn't want to waste spending your mist on the upgrades. If the upgrades up reset.
You kind of have to. The upgrades help you up. The upgrades help you level up quicker.
Well, yeah. A mud puddle just walked by me by the name of Ice Something. That's kind of disconcerting. I thought it was another monster. I was about to attack it.
What was it?
A mud puddle.
Oh, a mud puddle.
A mud puddle walked past me.
Tell that. Say that in chat. I see some tax deductions. Or potential tax deductions. Refill. Yeah. If I can get off of here. No. Thank you.
Damn it, I hate this thing.
Quit your whining.
A mud puddle just wailed past me in arena ruins.
That was a decent lady trucker with her two kids. I think she was a lady trucker. I don't know. She's probably married, but... I don't know where she went to, but she came out to the truck stop like she was going to her truck.
I can't believe it. Kelly is calling me this late at night.
Kelly.
Yeah. Well, in another half hour, I may call him back. He's got problems. He needs somebody to watch his dogs. And, you know, I don't want to take responsibility for his dogs getting stolen while he's gone.
Stolen?
You know, I can't stay at his house most of the time. I got to go out and work.
Oh.
If we had more fencing on the land... I would have suggested, you know, yeah, bring them over here and we'll keep them penned in.
Put them in that garden area.
Yeah, we can't secure it well enough. We don't have a good enough gate. They'd go right through that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know what? Maybe I can work on that. Maybe I can work on that.
I can convert one of the bins into a. Oops, I forgot to heal myself before continuing around the block. So now I'm running from the skeleton to heal up. There we go. Yeah, give me your bone. Stupid skeleton. They don't got any meat on them.
Stupid. Oh, yeah.
All they do is drop you bones. They don't give you any meat. Oh, my. Let's see now. Can you give people more details about the Google replacement stuff? Did you watch the video?
I did not watch it to its entirety, but basically, yeah. There are programs out there that will allow you to delete and or bypass your Google apps. Oh, shit, that motorcycle scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, he must have been using a Google app.
One website basically allowed you to hack into your phone and disable. It didn't allow you to delete even the Google hardware or whatever, but allowed you to disable whatever you wanted in the phone.
Yeah, and I can disable and then delete all of the upgrades. I can do that already. But the program itself still takes up a lot of room.
Oh, yeah. You can't delete the program. I mean, I'm sure there's a way to delete it totally. But at least running in the background and downloading updates and taking up more crap space using your RAM and your ROM.
Yeah, supposedly if you disable it, it won't do that anymore. But
right.
The question is, what programs can you get away with disabling? Because there's a ton of apps on your phones that don't have common sense type names. You don't know what they are.
Right. You have to be an IT guy to figure it out.
Or become one.
Basically. Not everybody's got that kind of time.
Yep. I guess taking a swing at something and missing doesn't count as being in combat. Which must be why I'm able to take aloe every once in a while fighting. If I miss enough times in a row, I wasn't in combat.
Yeah, I think if you got that green bar over your head, you're in combat.
Yeah, but it's not always there when it tells me that I'm in combat. And see, it just came on when I healed myself. All right. I've been chasing after Mist. I'm going to have to go chase after food here in a little bit. Because once I get hungry, don't matter how many aloe leaves I'm carrying. So I created a character just for building and repairing. And I'm using it to make aloe. And I realized, you know what? Having it farm gives it experience points, which makes it have levels. It don't cost me any mist whatsoever to grow aloe.
Right.
So
it don't cost anything to grow. So if you actually gain experience.
No, you don't get any mist. You don't
stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you don't get mist for it. But it doesn't cost you any mist either. My concentrators are working. I had three cows in front of my they're not even fully implemented yet, and they're already working. Yeah, fortunately, the wolves and snakes and mosquitoes, they get concentrated toward me. They attack each other. So ultimately, I only get the domesticated animals coming at me. Whoa, I got some serious good repair on this. I now do 10% per strike.
You need to get you two, not one, but two of those red scarfs.
Okay.
If you can get a level 3 red scarfs, even better.
What does the red scarfs do?
They increase your repair ability.
Okay. Well, I'm not wearing any such scarf. The only thing I got is a journeyman's ring. I think that affects my repair rate.
No, that's your chopping mining. No, wait. That's your exploration. I'm not sure what else it does.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's the only thing I got on me that would vaguely do that. And I'm already doing 10% repairs. So, and you know, if a tool gives me a warning, it's typically at 24, 25%. So 8 strikes later, it's 100%. Whereas it used to take me a lot of strikes to repair something. Okay, pick the bones, drop the bones. Oops. Oh, because I got my drop rate set at 10. There we go. Drop them all. Thank you. Oh, I picked up another one of these stupid things. There we go. Pick this pile up and turn it over. Take an axe and a pickaxe with me. because I'm going out to collect meat, and I might as well collect wood and stone while I'm at it. And then I should go grow aloe.
Aloe.
You know what? I don't feel like going out, so I'm just going to do the aloe. So all I need is my shovel. Might as well drop these eggs. That's, yeah, 11, 10. We're not talking. That's not good.
What?
What? I'm tired.
I'm kidding. I'm glad to make you tired.
Yeah.
Well, it's about time to play Ron. Try it and play Ron Paul again.
If he didn't upgrade by whatever, he's not going to. What coast is he on?
He's in Texas.
Yeah, so if he didn't do his update, he ain't going to do it now.
I don't know. Sometimes he does it late. But we'll try it before we go. If not, well then, whatever. Is this it? Yes, this is it. Make sure I take the right exit this time. OSU! OSU! OSU!
You can watch the foul language.
OSU used to be a good basketball team.
I'm sure those are fighting words to somebody.
Speaking of fighting words, I was talking to an old friend from way back when the other day. She Facebooked me to wish me happy birthday. And she said, she said something about being friends with my brother, and I said, ouch. She goes, what? And she goes, you guys don't get along? I said, no, we never really did. We get along enough. You know, we basically tolerate each other, but we never really got along. And she said, I don't remember what she said. Of course, like, once I get out of this traffic, I can just go back and read it. But she was kind of taken back by that because she thought we always got along. And I was like, no, my brother and I are like night and day. I said, and then I said something about he's an asshole. or something. She goes, I get along with him. And I go, well, that's because you're a woman. Women like assholes. And I says, I know, those are fighting words. But no, she agreed with me.
Yep.
Which was surprising, but she actually agreed with me.
Women like assholes.
Yep.
Talking of which, Joe called during the break. Oh, yeah, I told you. Yeah, I thought I pissed him off because he said, well, then you shouldn't talk to people. Well, you need to get warm again.
He said what?
He said basically you shouldn't be talking to people and you should get changed so you can be warm again. And hung up.
He's a weird one, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, he's talking about his favorite subject, guns.
Guns, 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 guns. Yeah, that needs to be more of my favorite subject, but it's not.
I'm going to get him in trouble, though, if he talks to me and takes my advice.
Why?
Well, basically, the FBI agent said, well, if you're not a U.S. citizen, you can't buy guns.
Well, I'm a U.S. sovereign. I can do whatever I want.
Well, the answer to that is, you're right. If I'm not a U.S. citizen, I cannot buy guns in the U.S. He doesn't want to buy guns in the U.S. He wants to buy guns in North America.
Right.
I do not want to buy a gun.
I don't have to buy a gun in this matrix that you call the U.S.
Yeah, I don't have to be a part of your society to buy a gun. I don't want to be a part of your
right.
society. To buy a gun.
Yeah, the U.S. is basically just a matrix.
Which you're not obligated to use. Yeah, you're
right.
Yeah. Just because I was born here doesn't mean I'm obligated to use your system that you established. And I disagree with this one lady that we listened to, Dawn. She's got a lot of good information, but I disagree with her. I am not using their system by default. That's a lot like...
No, but they assume you are.
Yeah, they assume you are. That's a lot like the assumed legal premise... That if you're silent, then you consent. You know, that your silence should be taken as consent. No. Your silence should be taken as whatever's most advantageous to you. And if they guess wrong, then they need to compensate you accordingly. You know. So, if you come to my front door and you say, can we come in? And I don't say anything. And so you assume you can come in and I blow your head off. I'm in my rights.
Right. Rule of thumb is same rule as the vampire follows. A vampire cannot enter your home unless he's invited.
Yeah. Glenn thought it was funny I asked permission to look for my pig on his land.
He asked permission to look for what?
For our pig.
Oh.
On his property.
Well, of course.
And he granted it. He teased me. He said, I might shoot you if you didn't ask, but it's like, well, the honest truth is, you might have. You know?
Yeah. I mean, in the back 40, we don't worry so much. Over there, we'll jump over there and get them back over on our side. But if we're looking for them, we need to scour the whole property.
Yeah, if I'm looking around his buildings and such, I most certainly want him to know what I'm doing and why.
Right.
You know? So, he may have thought it was funny, but, and it may be. You know, a lot of people put these no trespassing signs up and nobody pays any attention to them because the reason they put them up is to say no hunting. But
nobody pays attention to that either.
That's true, but there's legal recourse that can be followed.
Right. All right, 10 more minutes, and I'm going to try around, Paul, one last time.
All right, well, we got 9 minutes till the end of the podcast, so I guess this is now the time to try.
9 minutes?
11:30.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Fine, be that way, Mr. Dictator.
You can run the podcast longer if you like. I'll follow right along, I'm just saying.
Whatever. Okay, hang on.
I don't quack like a duck.
Monday, August 13th. Are President Trump's senior cabinet member...
Yeah, I don't think he's going to update until tomorrow morning.
Till after his birthday.
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, Ice Aurora is the one that went flying by me. As a mud puddle.
Oh, the mud puddle.
Yeah. Yeah, I doubt if it was actually a mud puddle, but...
It's kind of like a blob. I've seen that costume. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like a blob with a drip it's like somebody dropped some water and it made that splash, except it walks across the ground and is the color of mud.
Yeah, it just keeps going up and down, up and down. Blip, 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 blip.
Yeah.
You'll usually see me as a bat or a cat.
A bat or a cat.
Yeah. Sometimes you might see me as a chicken. I was in the garden, or I was in the farm while Arwen was chopping a tree, and I had the chicken costume on. With my name is a green, so blended in with the grass. And she didn't even notice me until I said something.
I have my doubts about the observation levels of people who you trick that way.
I know.
There's something delinquent.
She's usually multitasking. She's usually doing like five things at once. And so she's not really paying attention to what's going on around her.
Right.
She's usually got a podcast going on in the background, and she's doing other things while chopping or digging or mining. So she doesn't carry high-level gear because 9 times out of 10, she breaks her pickaxes or her shovels or whatever.
Oh.
So she just has a buttload of a bone gear that she uses.
Whereas so I like to, like my repair kits, contrary to your advice, I use them until their very end. But I don't like to put them on auto mode.
Oh, you'll tap.
Yeah, yep. Now I'm chopping down trees with my bare fists. I'll do that in auto mode. Unless there's animals involved that I don't want to kill. Since there's a raccoon
right.
on the other side of this tree, I don't care. It gets in the way, it's meat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about the only time I don't auto mode is whenever got some animals nearby I don't want to kill, like my chickens. I don't care about the rest of them. I try to spare my sheep too, but if I kill a sheep, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, sheeps and cows. Though I'm probably going to start harvesting. I'm probably going to start harvesting wool off the sheep. I'm going to try to figure out how to get milk off the cows. And there's things that got to be makeable out of those things.
I don't think my chicken factory idea that I'm working on right now is actually going to work. At least not where I'm trying to do it. But I don't know.
I got no food, so I'm dripping blood everywhere I go.
Nice.
Anyway, I'm farming aloe right now.
Farming aloe, la di da.
I'm doing two things at the same time. I'm figuring out what the efficient size for my aloe farm is. Because I... basically, I clear two strips at a time, and then I add that to whatever I've been doing. But I've been clearing land while I wait for the aloe to mature. As soon as it matures, I start harvesting. Okay. So I'm not going to get very far because it's already it's in stage 4. It's kind of neat watching the little tracks of maturing plants chase each other.
Warning! Oh.
Spin warning? Why are you spinning?
Speed warning.
Yeah, I like what I heard better.
But I'm about
Yeah, that's not very good. Yeah, it's not a good closing for the show.
Yeah. I'm about to enter the fly zone. Right now I'm in a no fly zone. Speed warning. I'm just barely going over the speed limit to where my GPS is giving me a warning. But everybody around here flies by me like I'm an old lady. So I'm not worried about it.
Turnabout's good. Fair play.
Yeah, I could drive 10 miles over the speed limit through here. Nobody cares.
You say I drive like an old lady, now you know how it feels to be told that.
Oh, I know how it feels all the time. Because I've driven 60-mile-an-hour trucks.
It's just you call me an old lady relative to you.
Right? Speed warning. All right, it should be bumping up to 70 here. So this concludes the Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay. Good night, folks. Talk to you next week.
Yeah. Sunday, 9:30 p.m. Bye.